Okay, so we're streaming again, and the commission staff is back in the room now. So to that question, with respect to report, I think it's just frankly too soon to know I think that, you know, the commission isn't going to compel a specific type of report. I think potentially that's a little bit up to the parties if they want to file something, or we would appreciate feedback, but we're not going to compel what form or what type or what it should look like. That's fine. Does that help?
Or even a report?
The commission would
appreciate
like
feedback. Yeah.
Feedback.
Yeah, but we're not going to tell you that you have to do an X type of report. We'll leave that up to you guys.
Well, we would make it available as soon as practical.
Okay. I like that. I love the Sims practical.
There was a whole second part to
that proposal. This is just getting us over that hurdle. So I think we're now to, are we to July 8th and then as soon as practical thereafter for a report? We don't even call it a report. Feedback or something. As soon as. Okay. So we got those 4 days. Okay. And it's the same kind of thing. It's the 1:30 to. Oh, starting at what time is it? 9 to 12, or 9 to what?
9 to noon.
Just starting at 9?
Yeah, just starting at 9.
Starting at
9.
Okay.
Yeah, do that again.
Okay, all right.
I think that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Okay. High laser? Oh, high level.
High level.
Cool, lasers? Okay, so we have established these work groups and the potential feedback that may come out of us. Is that we're good, everyone's good with that, and who's going to participate in it? Okay. So moving now on to, we would have a motion practice, I guess, an initial briefs May 6th.
Yeah, and our general thought on this is that this would entail motions regarding probably threshold issues, whatever I determine that really means, but the purpose of doing it on this schedule with ideally an order date around July 1st would be if we're going to exclude certain types of evidence from consideration.
And so that's,
we need to know that in time to before we start preparing testimony.
Yeah, no, I agree. So let me focus again on the. They would be initial briefs on legal issues and potential whatever motions in limine, or I mean, it would just be one. Is that the one and the same? You mean the motion?
Yeah. So the motion at that time, and then you've shortened the.
Initial briefs?
They would not be just legal briefs, they would be motions supported by briefing. The briefs would only be addressing the motions. Is, I think, what parties decided.
Because I think we may need, there may be issues that come up along the way that need more briefing at some later time.
I guess I'm just trying to think about how, I mean, because, you know, just having a brief with response and reply is different, I think, from in terms of timing perspective, in terms of motion. I mean, if you're talking about motions to exclude X, or I mean, I don't, that may require a little more process and discussion than just a legal brief with opportunity to respond. Is that, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to get a handle on what do you mean by motions, because
I mean, I think the heart of the issue is how, if we're going to, we don't want to go to the work of presenting evidence that's not going to be considered.
Agreed.
And so we'd like to know if parties want to file a motion to limit the scope of the evidence that would be presented.
And that would be bolstered by, or that would be supported by it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Evidence to create a framework?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. What the commission is going to.
Yeah, because just to back up, we are all on the same page here about the intent of the outcome of this proceeding. In other words, we're just talking about the framework right now.
Yeah, we're not talking about assigning values to any of the inputs.
But if something was not going to be legal, we don't have to talk about it.
of the zero value.
And maybe if the commission, if they know now that they're going to look at everything, we can.
No, I agree with what you're saying, and I think that's the whole idea, is that, you know, rather than, you know, spending a lot of time, that you're hoping to have something to inform your testimony, you know, hopefully issued by July 1st or whatever by the commission. I guess I'm just trying to think about the scope. I mean, I guess we could just say initial briefs and motions, I guess. I'm not sure if motions go beyond, like, the specific issue of what that means under 105.1. If we expand that, then we're going to get into the difficulty of resolving those potentially by July 1st. Am I reading too much of this?
I don't know if I can speak for the whole group.
Yeah.
That was our somewhat thought along the lines of what's open to be considered.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I understood your comment exactly, but it seems like if the commission feels like some of the issues raised in the motions are not really threshold questions that need to be resolved right away, or are just...
Then we could just address that.
You could just defer ruling on those.
Okay. I think that makes sense, so we'll just call it May 6th motions. I will leave it open to motions/briefs, legal briefs.
But I don't think we want to limit the possibility of future issues being briefed.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay, well, initial or, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, again, the point of this one is that if you're going to want a decision by the commission, again, we can put a target date. If you're going to want a decision by the commission, what I'm trying to avoid is people filing motions and wanting an order within 5 days of direct mail, something like that. In other words, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand that there may be further motions, but what I'm saying, we have to manage expectations about if you're wanting a decision on something specific, we need to build in that timeline to get us to the July 1st order.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that was our.
Yes. I mean, it's certainly we'll listen to anything, but I'm just saying, you know, if the commission's going to try to commit to a target date of July 1st, I just understand that if there's things beyond that, if people want it, then that we may just have to deal with it accordingly, I guess.
But reply will be in by June 9th on it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Response is on the 27th.
Yeah.
Replies on June
9th. Yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
What's that?
Well, yeah. We set a deadline for the annual.
Well, I know. I'm just trying to. I mean, we're going to endeavor to do it as soon as possible because we know that that's going to be important for, you know. So I mean, I recognize that we're not going to. Although I'm sure that folks would like us to have we'll endeavor for a certain date, which will be, you know, on or before July 1st. Right? Okay. So I think we can. That's. So I think we'll do so May 6th, May 27th for responses, and then June 9th for replies. Okay, so now the direct rebuttal, surrebuttal, is that the same as what we had before?
Yeah,
yeah, that was just for our
reference.
Okay, so before I go back, is there anything else that we need to? We good? Okay. Hey, we can sit here all night. I see shaking of head. Okay, so we're.
If you could make it a little bit hotter. Yeah,
exactly. All right, so let me just review here. So there's going to be four work groups, and these will not be technical conferences, right?
One work group.
Well,
what? Yeah,
one work group with four meetings.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. April 27th will start at 10 o'clock, and then there'll be a portion that'll be up to the intervening parties of which they've had discussions they want to move into settlement discussions. Or is that not? Or no, that's
not on the 27th.
Yeah, that's not, okay. So this one is all day public, which is 10 to 12, 1:30 to 4.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll build in some flexibility if you want to. So basically 10 to 4 public, and right, because we're not going to be able. So you guys can decide when you want to break for lunch or if you do. Right. Okay. May 12th, it'll begin at 9, and that's the one where, what? Did you what was that? Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so May 12th will be the one where we'll start at 9, and that's the one where the appointed time for settlement discussions, etc. You will have to have been granted intervention in that one, right? So, and then the June 25th, same thing, starting at 9. July 8th, same thing. The commission appreciates feedback. We will not compel or direct a specific outcome, but just understand that is appreciated. And then we got May 6th for motions, briefs, May 27th responses, June 9th replies, with a target decision on those by July 1st, and then July 30th direct, September 8th. Rebuttal, September 29th, sir rebuttal. Backing up, we'd have August 8th. This is just the general petition to intervene deadline for the settlement discussion, but just for purposes of the proceeding. And then the hearing date remains the same, which is October 6th or the 8th or the 9th placeholder. Is there anything we're missing at all?
There's one issue that I wanted to raise, which is that in the current procedural schedule, there's no opportunity for public comment, for oral public comment.
Okay.
And that Sarah Cole would appreciate if there was some opportunity. I don't know if that would be around the October hearing date.
So like a public witness day?
Yeah, that's better terminology. That's and obviously it could be time limited. I know last time was a bit of an endurance event for everybody. But something along those lines, whenever the commission thinks it would fit best into its schedule.
With air conditioning.
Yes.
October.
Or heating, seasonally appropriate, whenever.
Conditioned space.
Lights,
bathrooms. What about starting at 5:30 on the 8th? For that, that we have a time limit. I mean, what's an appropriate?
Yeah, I would say I think we need to come in with the other thing that I think that would help from a lesson learned from our last one is also to limit the date after which public comment would be accepted. So I think in a rape case, public comment came in weeks and weeks after the hearing, beyond what it would be reasonably expected that it would be.
Yeah, let me. I'm glad you brought that up, Michelle. Let me comment on that. I think what we may consider doing, and this is truthfully how it's treated, is once the conclusion of the hearing and the public witness hearing, the record is closed. Things that come in are posted on the commission's website, but the record is closed. Whether we give parties notice of that we'll post or whatever, but the record is closed. I mean, maybe we need to be more specific about that. I don't know, but I recognize your point's taken.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to clarify that public comments will be considered after
And I had to check with the commissioner to know what we do. I mean, would we just delete? I don't know. I don't think so. We may just post a monitor. I don't know. We don't. We want to. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks that we have interviewed aren't as familiar with the process and stuff like that. But I do recognize that the record is closed and that those are no longer part of the consideration in a decision.
Maybe we could put that in the
that's a good point though.
And I also circle back to your earlier question about time limited. We observed in the last one that it was well over 90% of the comments were under 5 minutes.
Okay.
Not 90% of the time, but well over 90% of the commenters took, really in the 3 to 5 minute range. And so
There were a few outliers.
So you're suggesting
there were a few outliers that really impacted the overall experience.
So you're suggesting that we could accommodate everyone the opportunity if we limited to, and again, this is subject to chatting with commission, but it's like 5 minutes, is that what you're saying? Is that
probably, unless you saw really a full room, and then you might want to say, you might say 2 or 3 minutes. So you might want to give yourself flexibility, I don't know.
Yeah, that may be something we'll take your comments under. We understand, we recognize. I mean, we ultimately want a public process, but the message heard. So we'll come up with something. What's that?
Well, I was making a sarcastic comment, Justin. There's a reason why we're a Republican, not a Democrat.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to? I appreciate everyone's patience and their endurance in the debate day. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Or this is our last chance before I. Is there anything else I'm missing? Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for that. We're adjourned.
Thank you.